In my house are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you. I have it ready. I want to come for you. I long for you. But there is work we must do. I love my children. I love them all like I love you. I prepared a place for you. I have it set up and ready for you. I have not left you alone. Cling to my Holy Spirit. He will see you through. Come close. Come close. I want to hold you. I want to love you. You desire me and I desire you. I want you like you want me. I want you. Come, come away with me. Let me love you, let me love you. I made you for my pleasure. Please come, let me show you this great love I have for you. So much more, I have so much more waiting here in this room for you. I love you. Yes, I love you. I'm always here for you.
Worship you. Oh, grandsegi lo Dios de ne. Scoretia froso.
Eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of the natural man what I have prepared for you. But I have revealed and am revealing these things to you by my Spirit, saith the Spirit of grace. For this which I speak of is your inheritance. Understand this, that as sure as you know that gross darkness is coming upon the planet, and there is a separation, one in which I'm grieved of, even in my house. For did I not say that in a great house there are many vessels? Vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. But I desire, and this is my promise, and you can find it in my word, that as these things increase, there will also be a glory that will increase upon those who seek this place of intimacy and fellowship. As sure as the darkness grows, on the other side, my light will shine upon you and in you, saith the Spirit of grace. This is a literal room in my spirit. This place you've known through the avenue of worship. But understand this, that I desire and will have it so, that in the not too distant future, I will envelop you in a place. You will learn this place as a practice of the Spirit. Many of you have learned this place already. And much of your day is dwelling in that room. Even when you're not in prayer, in the posture of prayer, you'll be in that place. Even when you're not in front of my word, you'll still be in this place, saith the Spirit of grace. I will carry you through step by step to learn as the first begotten, my son, the prototype, how that he dwelt in me continually in this place. There is no lack. There is no fear. There is no distraction in this place of your mind. Therefore, I can work through you to minister to others that are in need. For much of my church is distracted by their own needs and their fight that they themselves are going through. This place will not only meet your need, but before that need is met in the natural, it will totally consume your world that you live in. So know that the entrance of that place is fellowship with me. This is the witness on the inside of you that there is more. Come up higher. The natural man cannot understand these things. But those that are spiritual are hearing. It is entering into your heart. Something is saying there is more. Come up higher. Receive of me, says the Spirit of grace. Again, I say to you that these meetings are held for that regard. That you understand another line upon line. I'm coming. I am coming. I will visit you. I will visit you before that last judgment, saith the Spirit of grace. And you will be glad for these days. So now rejoice and determine to be exceedingly glad in my presence. Hallelujah. Would you just lift your hands? Father, we receive of you. Give us this place. Continual presence. No mundane moments of our day, but always in the presence. Always as the firstborn. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just do that again with all our heart. We worship you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Jesus. Worthy, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. We magnify you. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah.